beautiful, baby.
You're authentic, beautiful, caring, delightful, elegant, funny, graceful, honorable, intelligent, joyful, kind, loving, mighty, noble, optimal, yeah. Passionate.
Welcome to A New Way of Thinking. I'm Rashida Timpson Ministries, and I am ecstatic for you to join us this moment. God is awesome, and His word is such a breath of fresh air. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are dealing with, there's something in God's word that can encourage you, that can uplift you, and that can propel you to your next. God's word is living. It is breathing. It is interesting how His word has been written thousands of years ago, and it's still reigning true today. So I pray that the message will bless you today. I pray that God is continuing to bless your life and enrich you and propel you to your next. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. He is an awesome and wonderful God, and He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be worshiped. God is such a phenomenal God. We thank Him for who He is, and we thank Him for what He has already done and what He's going to do. I am so grateful that you joined me on today, and God is so evident in what is going on right now. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. Amen. When things seem like it's out of control, God is in control. We have to put our trust in Him. Amen. The Bible declares that in the last days, the just shall live by their faith alone. Faith is the things that we don't see right away, but we have faith and trust in God that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. And I want to go to what God had gave me on today. I pray that you have had a wonderful week. I pray that you have had a wonderful year thus far. Because you know what? Guess what? If it's not the way that you want it, guess what? There's still time for things to get corrected. There's still times for God's promises to be manifested in your life. Amen. And we trust and hold true to the promises of God. Amen. Amen. So God told me to ask you a question today. God told me to ask you a question today, and God wanted me to ask you, who is He to you? Now, you might think of so many different things in your mind of what God is to you, or you might even don't even have a clue just because of the multifacetedness of God. Like, God is so big. God is so much in our lives. Or you might be at a stage and be like, you know what? I don't even know who God is to me. But God wanted me to ask you this question. Who is He to you? So found in John chapter number 14, John, starting at verse number 6, the word of the Lord says, Jesus told them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So literally, God told me to ask you this question. You said, woman of God, God is so much to me. God might be your healer that's found in Psalms 103:3. God might be your redeemer that's found in Isaiah 59. But God said, told me to ask you a question, that who is He to you? And then He went to tell me, even myself, I had to reflect on what God is for me. And I literally had thought of so many different things in my mind, because God has done so much in my life. He has been my protector. He has been my sustainer. He has been my mind regulator. He has been a provider. He has been a healer. He has been made ways out of no way. So literally, God, I began to think about this in my mind of who God is to me. And God came back and said to me, to tell you on today, that He is all that you need. God is a God that supplies all of your needs according to His riches and glory. He causes us not to lack nothing. He said, I will not withhold no good thing from you. He said literally that whatever you ask for in my will, it'll be given unto you. So literally, this question can be summed up in so many ways. But God told me just one specific thing, just to let you know on today, He is all that you need. It does not matter what you're going through. It does not matter what
what you're facing. It does not matter the issues and the problems and the circumstances and things you have dealt with in your past or even dealing with right now. God said, I need for you to get in your mind to know that I am all that you need. So if you are sick in your body, come on, somebody. I'm speaking to that person who's dealing with something in their body. I'm talking to that person who's dealing with that issue, that problem that you've been facing with all this time in your body. God said, if you would just begin to get in your mind that I am all that you need. I know that you need certain things. I know that you need medication. I know that you need all of that. God said, I need for you to get up and stop depending on all of those things and begin to depend on me. Because I am all that you need. God literally began to share this with me, and it literally shook me, because when I sit there and think about what all my needs are, when I sit there and think about that I need this taken care of and this taken care of and that taken care of, God came and told me and said, daughter, I am all that you need. So if you will just put your trust in me, if you will come to me, my God from heaven, the Bible says that you have not because you ask not. The Bible says that you keep knocking and the door will be open for you. God said, I need for you to begin to know that I am your provider in every single area of your life, if you allow me to be so. So God said that even though you are dependent on certain things, God said, I need for you to be totally dependent upon me. Because I'm all that you need. I don't know what you're facing. You might be facing some insecurities. You might be facing some uncertainties. You might be facing some hardships and things like that. God said, I mean, all that you need. I even hear God now. He said, some of us are dealing with some hardships that's so hard that you don't know how to come out. God said, I need for you to recognize who I am in your life. I need for you to recognize that I can make the impossible possible for you. I need for you to know to call on me and your needs will be met. God said, I am all that you need. Somebody is in needing of a healing. Who is God talking to? Somebody is in need of a healing right now. God said, if you will begin to depend on me, if you begin to start to lay hands on your own self and know that you shall recover. God said, I am the healer. I have given you the ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. And he said, I gave this authority back when I was walking on the earth. Jesus said, I'm hearing him. I gave that authority back 2,000 years ago to the disciples. He said, but he even told the disciples that greater works will you do. And he even went on to furthermore to say that blessed are those who have not seen but believe. We are in the stage, in the hour of the blessed who have not seen but believe, my God from heaven. So you will do the greater works if you will have the faith that God is able to do those things in your life. God said, who am I to you? I am all that you need and more. Listen, beloved, God literally showed me. I literally just be transparent. I was in a very down stage in my life. I was literally a desolate stage, and some things were about to get cut off. And it was because I had lost my job and I was on unemployment and I didn't know what to do. And they even said, they said that they was going to cut some things off. And I just began to cry out to God. I said, God, I need for you to move. And literally he said, daughter, I want you to call them. Call them. Literally, they extended it. And then on top of that, I had got a voucher to be able to pay for that thing. My God from heaven. God said, I am your provider. But he had to get me to a stage to believe that he's all that I need. When you cannot have, you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what your way is going to be. God said, I need for you to trust me because I am the way, the truth, and the life. My God from heaven. I am the way if you would trust me. John chapter number 14. God says that, told them in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So literally when he said, I am the way, that means that whatever we need to do, wherever we need to go, God is the way, my God from heaven. If we will put God in the forefront, if we will begin to put God in our ways, see, See, some of us been going our own way. Who is God talking to? Some of us have been going our own way. Some of us have been going on a path over here and over there. God said, I need for you to know that I am the way. When you try to go your own way, then that's when you fall in the ditch. Who is God talking to? That's when you don't know which way to go. That's when you go into a roadblock and you can't move forward. God said, if you would trust me and know that I am the way. So he is the way. When you put God in every single thing, he will make sure that you come out victorious. We will never be lost with God. Oh my God. Let me say that again. We will never be lost without God. If he is the way, then that means that he is the light for our path. Come on, somebody. That means that he will put a lamp in our path. That means that whatever dark situation we might be dealing with, he will illuminate that thing and it will not be darkness, my God. You do remember David when he said, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy comfort me. So God is with you. Beloved, God told me to tell you today, ask you this question, who is he to you? Then he came back and said to tell you that he is all that you need. See, we think that we need people. Come on, somebody. We don't need people, we need God to send people. Who is God talking to? I'm talking to the business owner who's feeling like they're frustrated because they're dealing with all of the logistics and all of the manual work of trying to get your business started and trying to get this vision. God said that, and you keep saying, if I just had help, if I just had this. God said, no, I need for you to know that you have me. Because I am all that you need, because I will send the laborers, my God, from heaven. I will send the laborers to work in the vineyard. Who is God talking to? So you need God, and God will send the help. That's for somebody. God said to tell you that he is the bread of life. Bread of life is found in John chapter number 6, verse 35. He said, I am the bread of life. When we think about bread, what do we think about? We're thinking about eating something. We're thinking about something that's for our nourishment. We're thinking about something that's going to give us energy and sustain us for the day. He said, he is the bread of the life. He said, if you would just take this upon me, my God from heaven, if you would just take this bread, if you would take this water, that you would never be thirsty again, that he will sustain you in this life. When you don't know which way to go, he is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14 and 5 makes that very clear. He told Thomas, one of the disciples at the time, and Thomas asked Jesus a question. He said, we have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? When you don't know which direction to go, who is God talking to today? He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, the disciple had enough common sense to say, you know what? We don't know which way you going. We don't know anything. He says, you know what? All you got to do is pick up your cross and follow me. Because I am the way, I am the truth, meaning that I will dispel every lie that's coming from the devil, even though you might even look like your path is not even going to be no light at the end of the tunnel. God said, I will give you truth on that path if you will trust me, because I am the way, the truth, and the life, and you will have the abundant living that I talk about, that I came, that Jesus said, I came that you can have life and more abundantly. But because he is the way, the truth, and the life. So I don't know what you're dealing with, but let me just help you, beloved, on some things that God is to you, because he is all that you need. God said in Psalms 103:3, he is the healer. So let me help you. If you need healing in your body, begin to get Psalms 103:3 in your spirit and know that God is a healer. So whatever infirmity that might try to hit your body, whatever infirmity that's hitting you right now. God said, I need for you to lay hands on yourself because I am the healer and watch me move. God said that in Psalms 70:5 that I am your deliverer. So if you need deliverance, who is God talking to? I'm talking to somebody right now who needs deliverance from some type of addiction. God said that you cannot do this on your own. You cannot do this with your own willpower. But if you know that I am the deliverer, that I am in your life, then I will begin to take the taste out of your mouth. Who is God talking to? Because the flesh is weak, my God from heaven. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But if you begin to know that God is your deliverer, because he says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So that means that you have to know that he is your deliverer and you will come out of that. He is your strength. Psalms 43:2. So when you are at your weakest point, when you feel like you can't move, when you feel like that you cannot go on, he says that my strength, my God from heaven, is made perfect in your weakness. Because that's the type of God that we serve. He is the shelter that he will hide us in the midst of trouble. Who is God talking to? We thank God that he will hide us in the midst of trouble because he is the shelter found in Joel 3:16. He is a friend. I don't know if you lost some friends. I don't know if you had some so-called friends that stabbed you in the back. Let me tell you something. When you get in God, sometimes this walk can be lonely, but you will never be lonely because God is your friend. Jesus is a friend found in John 15:15. He's the everlasting Father. He is love. He is our mediator. He is our stronghold. He is the bread of life. He is the everlasting light. He is the refuge from the storm in Isaiah 25:4. He is the eternal life found in 1 John 5:20. When you look through this Bible, you will find your situation in here and know that God is all that you need, beloved. There's somebody even on here that need help with their finances. I hear God. You lost your job. You don't know how you're going to pay the next bill. I hear rent. You don't know how you're going to pay it. God said, I need for you to believe that I am your provider. I need for you not to say it out of your mouth, but I need for you to believe that I am your provider. And I will provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. And he will bring, my God from heaven. Let me tell you something. There was a prophet in the Bible that they brought food. The raven brought food to the prophet so he can eat. A raven did. God even said in his word that you see the birds of the air and all of the lilies of the field, how he take care of them. How much more will he take care of you, his creation? He loves you with the everlasting love. But you have to know that you know that you know that he is your provider. Listen, God will open up a door that only he can open and man can never shut. Who is God talking to? He will open up a door that only he can open and man can never shut. Opportunities that have never been presented to you and you like, what in the world? Only God can do that. But you have to make up in your mind, you have to have enough faith, you have to have enough trust in God to know that he is your provider. So when you talking about God, I need you, begin to ask yourself, what is he to you? What is he to you? And he is all that you need. We think we need so much. We think we need this. We think we need that. We think we need people. We think we need this. We start to snowball the things that we need. But God said, I need for you to just get in your spirit just to know that I am all that you need. And whatever you're in the need of, trust me for. So I don't know what you're in need of today. I don't know what your situation is today, besides of what God told me prophetically. But what I do know is that God is all that you need. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And I thank him for being that in my life. And if you would just trust him, he can be that in your life. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you for being such an awesome and wonderful God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshiped. Father, I pray that your people get an understanding of who you are to them. Father, whatever they are in the need of, Father, whatever they are struggling with, Father, Father, let them know that you are so much more in their life. God, for those who are dealing with issues that they need to be delivered from, let them know that you are the deliverer. For those who need healing in their body, let them know you are a healer. For those who need providing for, let them know that you are the provider. Father, and as we begin to move in this state of mind, God, we can see your miracle signs and wonders work in our lives. So, Father, I thank you and I honor you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I thank God for you. I thank God for the word. And I thank God that he is all that I need in my life. And if you will begin to know who God is, who he really is, which he is all that you need, watch things start moving for you. God bless you and see you next time.
God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Amen. Amen. So welcome to relaunch. Welcome to relaunch. What does relaunch mean? Meaning that you're going to launch again. You might be already launched out there. You might be already at a level. You might already be at a certain stage in life. You already may be at a certain plateau. Whatever the case may be, all of us, regardless of your age, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you are right now, we are getting ready to relaunch. We are getting ready to take off. We're ready to go forward where God has for us. So this is the effective tools for maximizing your full potential.